under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Tuesday, February 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot as usual, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things in this short segment real quick. One of the things that's happening this week on Thursday is the county conventions for the Republican Party, and they're going to be sending delegates down to Detroit. A lot of people are new people getting involved, and I know that a lot of people are talking about running for school board and also running for county commissioners. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have a meeting on Wednesday at your place. We're coming over tomorrow at 5:30. A few of us are meeting there at the Iron Pig. I'm going to have a little meeting, a little powwow conversation about county commissioners. But are you getting a feel that there are some people that are serious about running for school board? I know you've been very active in following that and dealing with Let Them Breathe and the lawsuit there and other things happening. What are you hearing on the ground over there in Otsego County?
That's a great question, and it's very timely. I just had a meeting with a couple of school board members here at the Iron Pig discussing that exact thing, trying to find some very qualified candidates to run for some positions in school board. And it sounds like there are going to be some primary challenges for some county commissioner positions here in Otsego County as well. So there is a lot of people that are getting ready to jump in the game.
Well, one of the things I keep telling everybody, they say, well, we need to get together and have a meeting, you know, and they're talking about, you know, renting spaces at hotel conference rooms and things like that. And I keep saying, no, sorry, you got to know your history, folks. It's called Sons of Liberty.
Right.
Sam Adams back in the day hosting the Patriots there in Boston. And I said, we've got our own Sons of Liberty place to not only meet, but also get some great food and beverages while we're doing it. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. So, yeah, we've got quite a few people coming. You're going to be using your place because I keep telling everybody about it. But actually, this is conversations and discussions that people here in Northern Michigan need to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is where it all starts, is the most local of local politics that you can get. The school board, county commissioners, these township positions especially, those are the primary positions that we need to be looking at, besides who we vote in as local judges. That's monumentally important as well.
Sure.
These are the races that matter the most, and as you work your way up towards the state level, in my opinion, they become less and less important, I guess, is the word I might use, because they get so far away from their constituents. You know, I've seen it with our House rep here, you know, who stood on a stage back in January of 2021 promising to do all kinds of things. And Ken Borton has done absolutely nothing for me here in Otsego County after I provided him the space and the opportunity to give a public speech for the first time to over almost 500 people.
Yep.
And I've just been wildly disappointed. You know, even though I guess we are kind of on the same team, I've been kind of disappointed. So it is great to see that there are people willing to challenge those kinds of seats as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the other point to all this, I call them the minor leagues before you get into the major leagues, using a baseball comparison. And county commissioners usually end up being state reps, just like the aforementioned Ken Borton.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm not saying Ken is a bad guy or does a bad job. Just in my opinion, he didn't live up to the promises that he made to us restaurateurs.
Yes, absolutely. And local folks in the Otsego County area.
Yep.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a short break. More with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, staying on through the break, of course, is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. And one other point, I got a couple of text messages, Ian, for you to respond to, is do you feel that this is a reoccurring theme? Has this been happening for years and years and years? Are we, you know, being promised things by these politician candidates, and once they get elected, they go to Lansing or Washington, and they're referring to, of course, Congressman Jack Bergman, and they change, they get co-opted, they get swamped up by this deep state, and all of a sudden forget about us little people.
Yeah, I mean, there are – what I know is there are so many layers of influence. So when a state representative who was a county commissioner, for example, like you were giving, and they go off to Lansing and they get stipends and they – you know, everything is based on seniority as far as office placements and staffing and a lot of these things. So when you go to Lansing or you go to D.C., you become part of the go-along to get-along gang, right? That's – really what happens is you enter a completely different sphere of influence. Lansing, when I was down there for the State of the State last year, I mean, it's an amazing city, but I got to tell you, it's really kind of gross to see all these gigantic governmental monuments built on the back of taxpayers. And then you drive away and you can't hardly get out of there without having a busted tire because the roads are so pitiful and bad. But yet the buildings that these people work in are immaculate. So you see this gigantic sphere of influence that swallow up these local politicians, and that's just what happens. They go back to their districts and it becomes this sort of like, well, look at me, look at what I've done, but you really haven't done anything. And that's why I think people are getting so disenfranchised. But it's really all about the money.
Yeah, absolutely. The money and the special interest groups, the lobbyists, it kind of just pollutes, I think, their mindset, their values, their principles, and they start living in that world. And honestly, they don't get back into the district enough. That's why I support so much the part-time legislature that we operated on for 126 years up until 1963. When they went full-time, Ian, that whole, you know, communication with the people, getting back in the district, went away, and that's what we ended up with, and it's gotten even worse in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and it makes it even worse, you know, like here in Michigan, for our legislators up north here, it's really difficult to get back and forth between your district and Lansing. And, you know, our politicians are paid well, but when you're talking about leasing apartment space and then driving back and forth, yes, they do get a healthy stipend. I'm not saying, you know, poor, poor state senators or anything like that. But when you do a cost benefit analysis of everything, you start to realize that when you're a legislator up north in Michigan, you know, I can't even imagine the UP folks, getting back and forth to Lansing gets pretty tough and very expensive. So, and I believe that we have moved really far away from citizen legislators like our founding fathers had originally intended. And I think you're right. When you go to full time like that, well, whenever that and it was enacted, you really do. It's more of a job. And again, Citizens United was a big thing, too, when that just started pouring all kinds of money after politics. And it just hasn't been the same since.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing of it is, from 1837 until 1963, when they amended our state constitution, $3,000 a year, they'd go down usually right after New Year's. They'd gavel in early January, their requirements, pass a budget, pass a few bills. And by March, maybe latest April 1st, they went back home.
Right.
They were done for the year. And then all the lobbyists and special interest groups would have to travel across the state if they're going to pass out checks and hand out bills that they would want them to consider sponsoring. And that just changed completely. Now they're down there available, you know, through actually December on election years this year. They'll have a what they call a lame duck session, try to get as much possible done, you know, last minute after the election, because we may be electing new people to down there. So, I mean, this whole process has just been completely changed since 1963, and I think it's gone downhill since then.
Well, and I will argue, if you could graph the growth of executive branch agencies like the DNR, the Liquor Commission, so as these other agencies under the executive branch started to get bigger and more people and more power, these legislators now are creating bills to fund and to basically make these entities what they are. So I would suggest that as you see the growth of those agencies, you're also going to see more time spent on these nonsense legislations. And it's interesting, 1963, when that was enacted, there was a lot of stuff going on here in Michigan You know, there were race riots, a lot of things that happened. I think 68 is when they enacted the emergency powers of the Governor Act.
68 after the Detroit riots. Exactly. And that was, of course, just overturned because it's no longer applicable. Obviously, in today's world, you know, we're not having those kind of riots, thank God. And found it was basically an overexpanded use by Governor Whitmer during the China virus.
Yeah, the guardrails were not sufficient enough to pass constitutional muster, period.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way of saying it. Well, that's the main reason we like you being a sponsor and getting your views out there, because people are always texting me and saying, wow, this guy's a lot more than just a restaurant bar owner. And Dave Agema's like, yeah, this guy needs to run for office someday, and we're getting all kinds of information. But basically, it's just you being a concerned citizen, involved, engaged, not only in your business and providing opportunity, employment opportunities for your team, but providing great food and service to the people, but also, you know, kind of engaging folks and getting to talk about stuff.
Yeah, you know, I am a host. That has been my business for the better part of 15 years, you know, going back to the golf business. I never once wanted to be in politics. I never wanted once to have to discuss any of this on the news, on the radio. I never wanted to be the face of my business. I always thought our barbecue spoke enough for itself that I didn't need to be. Obviously, that has all changed and has moved things in a different direction. I have been asked to run for public office. I was asked to run for county commissioner a couple of years ago, school board at one point. I don't have any plans to get into politics. I see it being extremely frustrating, especially given the current environment here in Michigan. But there is an old saying, and it might have been even Plato that said it, something to the effect of those that refuse to be involved in politics ultimately are ruled by lesser men.
Absolutely.
Something
absolutely.
Like that.
Yep, something like that. Yeah, paraphrase. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Just for the record, who is your county commissioner? What district do you guys live in?
So I'm in Hayes Township. Okay. And I believe Doug Johnson is my county commissioner.
County commissioner. Okay. Because like I said, we're meeting tomorrow at your place at 5:30. If anybody's interested in Otsego County politics, you're invited to join us. We're going to have a couple of people that are actually county commissioners now and a couple that are considering running. And that meeting is going to be tomorrow at the Iron Pig at 5:30. So we're looking forward to
that.
Yeah, I appreciate your input. I'd love for you to be part of it.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I'm looking at here, and this is frustrating to me because been going to restaurants, you know, I love eating out when we're doing business. I mean, it's the only way to do business. In my opinion, if you're going to talk to a new sponsor of the radio station, no better place to sit down and, you know, have a beverage and then a meal together and talk about their business and learn about it. But I'm noticing it's really interesting that in other restaurants, and these are mostly in Traverse City, I was at the Firefly and a few others in different places there. Yeah. But they're having a real problem with getting the food out. And as a restaurateur, somebody that's busy all the time like you are there at the Iron Pig, they were swamped. It was Friday. We got there early, actually, about 4, 4:30, and started the conversation and ended up with a meal. But it took forever to get the food from the kitchen. So basically, what's going on from a restaurant owner's perspective? Why is it taking so long to get food out?
Well, I can tell you, you know, what I'm experiencing from my end. I can't say anything, you know, for Firefly because they do have a slightly different operation. I know it well, love their food. And it's been too long since I've been there. But what we're experiencing, what I feel like most restaurants are experiencing, are this expansion and contraction of business. So it has not been a usual winter for us here in northern Michigan.
Sure.
It's probably been one of the most desolate, as far as snow pack is concerned, winters I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So we have this issue where we go from the weekends for us are almost a typical weekend. But then during the week, it's very slow, right? The usual midweek traffic is not there although the weekend traffic kind of seems to be there. I think that is really what the problem is, that there's a staffing issue across the board. And I don't know if Firefly is open 7 days a week. I think they are. There's a big difference between having a 5-day work week and a 7-day work week in a restaurant. Part-timers are tough to get. Full-timers are tough to get.
Sure.
But I would imagine that it's ultimately a staffing issue, and it's probably the fact that they have to overstaff so much more towards the weekends that it leaves them a little bit thin during the week.
Right. And so Friday night, evidently, they just maybe the kitchen staff wasn't up to speed or didn't have enough folks show up for work, whatever the case. So it just, like I said, it took, I think we ended up with another round of adult beverages, and I think we even, you know, sat there and nibbled on some freebies just to wait for the food. And the waiter, I felt bad for him. He kept coming over and apologizing, but I saw other, you know, tables sitting there waiting for their food too. So it does happen, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it does happen. You know, it depends on, too, if you get, you know, if you're training some new people in the kitchen sometimes. I mean, we all work as a team, front of the house, back of the house. And, you know, all it does take is one misstep, because ultimately it's a train, right? That train starts with the first ticket during a busy time and ends with the last one. And if something goes wrong in there with the first, second, or 20th ticket, it can affect the 50th ticket, if that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely. Then the problem just gets pushed down the tracks.
Yeah.
Got it. Got a text message. Had some great food after our class there in St. Ignace. Truly appreciate you telling us about it. They drove up from Dexter and Washtenaw County area, basically, to attend the class in St. Ignace. And also Nikki, a longtime county commissioner over in Manistee County, she joined those ladies as well. So we're getting geographic spreading of the message there about the Iron Pig out to everybody.
I love that. And that's, you know, ultimately, again, going back to your idea of the local tavern, that's really what we want to do. We want to be that place where ideas are discussed, you know, candidate ideas can be brought forth. I'm hoping to get every U.S. Senate candidate here into the restaurant. We've got some other things going on, some interviews with a grand new party. Shane Trejo, I think, later on this afternoon is going to be on my podcast. That, you know, I love to hear you say go out to restaurants and meet and have these meetings in restaurants instead of convention centers and places like that. Churches are especially important. These are the places that we got to meet. And I will tell you, restaurants need it right now. With this odd winter that we've had, please get out, spend some money. And, you know, I'm biased in that, but, you know, wherever you are, go out, spend some money, even if it's just 10 or 15 bucks on some takeout.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that. And you might want to ask Shane Trejo about State Representative Josh Shriver. Have you heard about that story?
Yeah. That is on my list to ask him about. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Because State Senator John DeMoose got quote of the day by MERS News Service by writing his diatribe up on Facebook. And, man, I got to tell you, brother, I almost wanted to throw up when I was reading DeMoose butt-kissing to the Democrats. But, anyway, it is what it is. So, hey, the podcast, mention it real quick. People want to know where to look and find it.
FuelCastTV.com is where you can find that on YouTube, Spotify. Basically, anywhere you find, watch or listen to a podcast, we are there. FuelCastTV.com. The latest episode should be out on Friday that we're going to record this afternoon with Shane. I do have some other people lined up as well. A couple of the folks that are being still on trial for the Whitmer plot. I think we're going to talk to some of those guys too.
Excellent. We appreciate you, brother, as a sponsor. Keep fighting the fight. Stay strong.
Thank you, man.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.